I guess this is a new feature that Zoom has. So yeah, so I mentioned that I was on retreat for a few days, and on that retreat, there was a Q&A session, and one of the retreatants had said, now I don't remember exactly what the question was, but I've been kind of playing in my mind. It's been like dancing around in my mind and heart for these few days. It was the answer. Yes, today's George Floyd's death anniversary. Whew. Yeah. Yeah, somehow I don't feel quite ready. Just seeing that somehow just kind of seeing that about George Floyd's death just kind of hit me. It's quite something that the whole world has been going through this past year. And the pain and the confusion and the anger and the outrage and the sadness, the grief, just all of this. Yeah, it's quite something that we've all been through. You know, collectively, we've been perhaps having different responses, but we've been having different responses, but we've all been, you know, touched, I believe, in some kind of way. Earlier, before we turned on the recording, we were kind of chatting about the new normal when we go back. And this new normal will be about this recognition of the racism in this world, in this country, and the injustice and inequities and terrible, terrible pain. It feels like maybe compassion is what's needed here. So much, right, why we practice, why we, any type of meditation practice, whether it's loving kindness practice, compassion practice, or mindfulness practice, a big reason why we do those practices is just to help us with exactly these things that feel like we can never hold them, feel like we can never be with them. And yet, we can find a way to allow our hearts to be completely broken and feel the heartbreak. And not turn away. And not turn away. Yeah, I was kind of surprised myself in this setting, kind of the depth of my, how much this is impacting me, you know, often I want to show up as the person that's leading us through these practices. But I'm also, of course, right, I'm also a person that's having the same experiences. And I've had my heart broken by this past year, and George Floyd just being one flashpoint, maybe. So maybe let's do some compassion practice. We can understand compassion as when care and warm-heartedness meets difficulties. Maybe we're not ready for the magnitude of some of these difficulties, the magnitude of all the racism in this world, in this country. Maybe we can just touch on it lightly, and then we feel, slip into overwhelm, and that's not what we want. We don't want to feel overwhelmed. So maybe tonight's not quite the night. Maybe it's not the night for you to turn towards that precisely, but all of us, this past year has been filled with grief and loss of all kinds. None of us have been exempt from that. So maybe to start is to maybe feel into the tenderness. The wish to hold with care the difficulties. Maybe we don't feel quite ready. That's okay. But can we feel some of the desire to the inclination to be able to hold some of the tragedies, the suffering, the difficulties? And then let's ground ourselves in this moment, feeling the pressure against the body. If you're sitting, feeling it in the seat, maybe against your back, the legs, the feet. This is such a great way to maybe like touch into some difficulties and then come back to something that's a little bit more tangible, that's a little bit more present here, a little bit more neutral. You can touch in, feel the heartbreak, and then come back. Feeling supported by the ground. allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing. Just this rhythm of in-breath and out-breath. Maybe there's some soothing quality to the rhythm. And this evening, if ever it feels like it's too much, you can always open your eyes. And it can be, it's amazing how supportive it can be to look at mundane, neutral objects. For example, right now I'm looking at the corner where the wall meets the ceiling. And now I'm looking at the bottom of the bookcase where it meets the floor. Looking at a light switch. I'm looking at the bevel around the computer screen. So I offer this as if it feels too much and you kind of want to put the brakes on. This is enormously helpful. Maybe one last thing I'll say about this too. Just part of our physiology is helpful if you can turn your head when you're looking at different things. Kind of helps with the vagus nerve. So looking at the windowsill, the charger for my computer. And then come back to the body when it feels like the right time to do so, and your own time. We'll be going at a certain pace. Doesn't mean it's the right pace for you. All of us have our own pace. So feeling the sensations in the body. And then bringing to mind a lovable being. Someone from whom it's easy and complicated to feel loving kindness, to feel some warmth, goodwill. And if it's easiest, you can imagine some kittens, puppies, babies. Recently, I saw a little puppy showed up on my computer screen. I just couldn't help myself. My heart just melted. Is there a being in your life that kind of melts your heart in a way that feels warm and open and spacious, even if you have to imagine? Allowing yourself to feel that warm-heartedness. can be helpful to use phrases to help give the mind something to do while the heart is softening and opening. And it's a way to kind of remind us of what we're doing here. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can we bring our beautiful, tender hearts, even if they do feel heartbroken, can we bring them to this lovable being? It doesn't have to be neat and tidy. It can be messy. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe feeling some of the beauty that something like love exists. That it's part of our human experience. Didn't have to be that way. But it is. Does it mean that we always have access to it? But it is part of the human experience. And then when this love meets difficulty, suffering, tragedy, injustice, unbearable pain, as well as the slightest pain, it turns into compassion, turns into this wish for the difficulties to end. This sincere wish born out of love, born out of a warm-heartedness. Can there be some ease? Can there be some peace? So we might imagine this lovable being. Some of the difficulties, you might know them, you might imagine them. If they're human, all of us, all humans have had this difficulties, betrayal, physical pain, injustice. So for now, staying with the lovable being, imagining, or if we know some of their difficulties, say this phrase. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. May you be free from suffering. And maybe you want to substitute another word for suffering. May you know peace. Maybe you want to substitute another word rather than peace. Free from suffering, peace. We can feel into the tenderness of our hearts. This wishing for another to be unburdened. This wishing for another to have more freedom, more ease, more peace. Maybe we can use some compassion for ourselves. In the same way, can we turn this tender-heartedness, this care, to ourselves? May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. We use this language, may I, just as a way to orient the heart and mind. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. and we have a sincere, warm-hearted wish to take care of ourselves, respect ourselves, honor ourselves. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. And if it feels right for you to extend compassion to somebody you might know who's having difficulties, a friend, a loved one, may you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Can we tune in to our sincere wish for there to be less suffering in the world, for there to be more ease, more peace? And specifically for now, maybe there's an individual . Can we touch into our tenderheartedness without feeling overwhelmed? That's not what we're going for here. We can always come back to sensations in the body, open the eyes, look around. Or can we feel our tender, beautiful hearts? And keep them open as best we can, as we also acknowledge some of the terrible, terrible things that have happened. George Floyd's death. Hundreds of thousands of families losing people through the pandemic. May you all be free from suffering. May you all know peace. May you all be free from suffering. May you all know peace. And then coming back to your sensations in the body. What does it feel like to be sitting here? Sitting either literally or figuratively. What are the sounds around? What does it feel like to breathe? And then when you're ready, you can feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the seat or chair against your body. And gently open your eyes. So is there a way in which we can keep our hearts open in whatever way that makes sense to you, in whatever way you understand it. Even though there's terrible, I keep on using this word, heartbreaking. For me, that's kind of the experience, is just feeling the heartbreak. Can we allow ourselves to acknowledge that, to feel it without getting overwhelmed? And so that's a big part of practice, is to kind of increase our capacity to be with difficulties, as well as to recognize, oh yeah, I don't have to get overwhelmed here. Maybe I have some other tools in my toolbox, so that other than completely shutting down. So bringing mindfulness to the body, mindfulness to the breath. I talked about kind of like gazing at neutral things. Sure, there might be some quite a number of things that you might know for yourself in your own life that can be a support for you. But so much of this practice, I would say, is to help us for precisely these things, these events, truths that seem unbearable, but to help us bear them. So I don't have a sense of, right, usually I put you into small groups here, but I feel like I'd like to hear from some of you, actually, kind of like connect a little bit with some of you. So would anybody like to ask a question, share something, or say, I'd love to hear a little bit, maybe if it's helpful, could just put maybe a word or two in the chat box, or you can unmute yourself and say something.